Good morning, everyone. The time is 10 a.m. and today is June 5th. This is the Deputy Zoning Administrator hearing. My name is Megan Alton, and I am the hearing officer for today's item. There is one item on the agenda today, and that is the Pierce Co. Properties tentative map and CEQA exemption. Before I start the hearing, if you would like to make comments on the project, please fill out the speaker card and provide them to the secretary. Please make sure you write your name and provide those up here at the front. The meeting is being recorded, so please speak clearly into the microphone and identify yourself. Direct your comments to me, and each speaker will be given 3 minutes for testimony. The applicant will be given 5 minutes if they so choose. The applicant is requesting a tentative map approval to subdivide a vacant 4.95-acre property in the unincorporated area of San Rafael into two residential lots for condominium purposes and two open space parcels that would be maintained by the Homeowners Association. The two residential lots would have a net lot area of 2.6 acres and contain no more than 79 condominium units and would result in a net project density of 30 dwelling units per acre. Joshua Bertain is the staff planner who has been working on this project. Joshua, are there any additional public correspondence on this topic?
Yes, since the staff report was published online, there was one additional public comment that was received, and I responded to that public comment on, it was received on Thursday, May 29th, and responded on Friday, May 30th, and I have not received a response to that comment. And then I also received two emails from Land Development and Pacific Gas and Electric.
And those are all included in this supplemental memorandum. Yeah. Great, thank you.
Megan, yes. Can I make a comment? I'm Michelle Levinson, Principal Planner with Current Planning. I just wanted to provide a little clarity about the application that's before you today. As Joshua explained in his staff report and in the resolution that we're recommending today, this application went through a housing compliance review process back in December. This is a site that was designated as a priority housing site by the Board of Supervisors as part of our housing element amendments. So that was approved in December, the housing piece of this project. This next piece before you today is the tentative map. And none of the project has changed from what was approved back in December. This will just enable those units to be sold individually as condos. So just wanted to provide that clarity.
Great, thank you. Next, I will open the public hearing. Please note that the meeting is being recorded. So we kindly ask you speak clearly into the microphone and identify yourself. Again, the speaker will be given 3 minutes. Halstead Hannah.
Hi.
Good morning.
I just want to acknowledge all the hard work that's been put into planning this project. And thanks for...
Can you turn the microphone down? Is that on? Thanks for letting me speak. I live at 111 Auburn Street. And, I've prepared all this stuff, but I'm not used to public speaking. And, so I feel like I'm speaking for the neighborhood. And, I understand the developers, hydrologist believes, I wrote this down, so I'm going to read from it, that, they're going to do extensive hardscaping. They're going to put in probably 10,000 cubic yards of soil, and they're going to raise that up. Foundation, driveways, and it's going to, in my opinion, it's going to significantly impact this floodplain that goes directly. This is the Army Corps of Engineers FEMA flood zone, and the development's
totally inside of it. Now, all the water, I know they have, they've planned this, they've built cisterns, they're gonna capture all the water. I've read through the plan carefully. It doesn't matter the water that comes down from the sky and lands on their property. What matters is the water that comes in from the drainage. It all pools up here at this culvert that goes under Woodland and the Smart Drain. And Supervisor Katie Rice has acknowledged that this culvert fails on occasion, in an event. When there's a big storm, a really big storm, this fails, all the water gets pushed out underneath Bellum Avenue. This is not theoretical.
This is not theoretical, and it's my lived experience. I'd also like, I have a picture of what it looks like. You see where the water is. This is where the development's going here. This is not even an event, okay? The culvert is backing up right now in this picture. It happens like clockwork. There are a few more things written down. Sorry, I'm just not good at public speaking. Sorry. So I do have something I'd like to enter as part of the public record. And is that going to happen if I ask that to happen?
Are you wanting to provide a written comment?
Sure.
We can include that in the record, yeah.
Do you want me to read it? Or?
You have about 10 seconds left.
Okay. I respectfully request the plan calls for significant soil and removes thousands of cubic yards of soil and removes what has always served as a natural floodplain. And the developer has designed protections for their own buildings. They're doing so by displacing water into the surrounding neighborhood that puts established homeowners like me at greater risk of flooding. I respectfully request this comment be entered into the public record. If flooding results from this development due to the loss of floodplain, functional failure to maintain adequate setbacks, I will consider Pierce Properties, the County of Marin, and all associated consultants jointly accountable. And this is not a threat. It's just a statement.
Thank
it's a
you.
Lived
your,
experience.
It's, your time is up. Thank you.
Yeah, and can I submit this?
Yeah. Would anyone else like to speak? That was the last speaker card I had. You need to fill out a speaker card. You can.
Blue card.
Damel Justice, please go ahead and come up to the microphone and speak. Oh, sorry, I called up the first speaker card that I received. Okay. I just don't know your name, so.
Sorry. My name is Richard Bernstein.
Richard. Go ahead.
I'm in the neighborhood and have for the last 42 years. And I understand the permits are in process and the project is in process. And the project needs to hopefully recognize the limited infrastructure in terms of flood control, power, et cetera, to support the number of units that are being proposed. One piece of infrastructure that is currently on the borderline of being sufficient is the ability to enter and exit the neighborhood. The main entry exit point in the neighborhood is the intersection of Woodland Avenue and Auburn Street and Bellum Boulevard. There is an underpass underneath the SMART train in 101 and a railroad trestle that comes down and limits the current enter-exit to two lanes, one in, one out. It is during rush hour from about 3:30 to 6, often completely stopped up and completely congested because of the limited ability to enter and exit the neighborhood. In the evacuation plans for the neighborhood, for the project, and there are plans that that have been filed as part of this project, the recommended evacuation route is that exact pathway underneath the underpass. In case of an emergency evacuation with an additional 79 units and approximately 150 cars would be virtually impossible. So this is, the intersection itself is not part of this project, but the project, the southmost building on Woodland Avenue is right up against that intersection. There currently is a TAM, Transportation Authority of Marin, project to improve Bellum Boulevard and a 101-580 project that is years in the making, but none of those address this particular intersection. I understand that the intersection is not part of this project, but the county needs to understand that this will essentially prevent, in case of an emergency, prevent the ability for a timely evacuation in the neighborhood. We'd like that looked at and be made part of the Bellum Improvement Project or possibly an adjunct project to the project that we're talking about today. But somehow this needs to be addressed or we're not going to be able to get in or out of our neighborhood. So it's a safety issue, it's a convenience issue, and I'd like to put that on the record and am open to advice from the county. If not as part of this project, how do we pursue this as a neighborhood to make sure that we have the access that we need both in and out?
Thanks. Great, thank you. Is it Darnell?
Yeah.
There, I'm sorry, thank you.
Hey, Darrell Justice, 121 Auburn Street. I also am a very poor public speaker, but I have a short comment. So my main concern, knowing that most all of this is inevitable, is that maintenance will be provided over the long run. So these lots, as have been pointed out, do flood every year. And one of the huge points of maintenance is the drainage ditch, which has also been mentioned. That ditch, if the tide is high and we have a very heavy rain, will back up. And I've seen the lot completely up behind my house underwater. And I've seen the water come up to my house, never has intruded into it. And so I think that this project is going to impact that. My main concern and the point of my speaking is to point out that if maintenance in that property, like mowing the tall grass, keep the fire hazard down, and cleaning that ditch out, if that ditch was maintained, and I think that's a county issue, and it has not really been maintained in the past. I've done it myself, going out each year with shovels and weed whackers, and it helps. But if it was done well and professionally, it would take a huge load off my mind and I think would aid in the entire project. That's about it.
Great, thank you.
My wife also adds, one of the services that Pierce Properties has done is aided removal of garbage. People dump trash in the field out there and on the sides of the roads all the time. So Pierce Properties has always been a good neighbor and has aided in the removal of that. So if that process can continue, that's another big plus of making this a neighborhood positive and of just being a good neighbor. Thank you.
Great, thank you. All right, seeing no other speaker cards, last chance. I'm going to close the public hearing. So I heard, several comments.
Megan?
Yes.
Sorry to interrupt. I'm wondering if we might give the applicant an opportunity to speak, if they would like to speak. Usually that's something we offer at the beginning of the hearing. So I know there were a lot of questions that were raised today, and so the applicant, I would like to give them an opportunity to provide you with some info, and then I also know that Department of Public Works is here for to answer some specific questions, and they have proposed several conditions of approval that are contained in the recommended resolution.
Great, thank you. Please come up.
Hi there. This is I'm Keon Malik. I'm with City Ventures. I'm on the applicant team. Thank you so much for having me here today. We're really excited to move this project forward and proceed with an approval of a subdivision map to make this project a for sale project, now that the design's been approved. To share some information on some of the questions that were asked, I think you know, the storm drain inlet was something that was brought up to both supervisors, and I think we took that to heart definitely during the community meeting we had, in-person community meeting. We worked with the land development team to make sure that the county has an access and maintenance easement over that culvert to allow them the ability to safely and adequately maintain that with their trucks and their apparatus, to make sure that that's something that is cleaned out, and so in storm events that is working as designed. I think there are some other FEMA related questions that we could I can answer, also the county could help answer too, but we have some pretty important conditions that we have to meet with our with this tentative map before we get final map approval. A lot of that relates to a final hydrology study that contemplates all the flood that's going to be happening in this area. We also have an adverse impact study done by Schaff and Wheeler, a reputable flood consultant in the area, that studied this area, and that's been contemplated with this design, and again will be submitted with our permit drawings. We have a lot more to do here with permitting this project, so this is just one step forward, but a lot more will be analyzed with this hydrology as we proceed with our permit drawings.
I'm just going to supplement that. I'm Samantha Hauser. I'm also with City Ventures. The neighbors, Richard, Daryl, everyone, they've been really helpful through this process in alerting us to some of these issues, alerting Katie Race to some of these issues. She was still supervisor when this was approved. And so I think staff has done an excellent job of building a lot of the requests into conditions of approval. Things regarding the maintenance, the study that Keon mentioned regarding flood is a prerequisite to getting permits. We have to show in a formal study that the buildings won't implement the flood or impact the floodplain. Kara Zakelli has given us a lot of input on how we need to make that happen. It's not easy, so we've designed to pretty difficult constraints. And then I just wanted to address some of the questions on things like maintenance, trash. There is an HOA here, and those are, we've already started doing the CCNRs. We've already started permitting based on our December approval. Those are things that are already built into the CCNRs, and we are happy if there needs to be additional clarification on conditions that will happen. Happy to take those conditions.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And just to follow up on some of their comments, I do want to note that there is condition of approval is part of this tentative map, that the CCNRs are included for review. So again, when we're talking about, you know, steps of a process, those CCNRs are still to come and still can be reviewed for compliance with multiple conditions of approval. I did see the easement for the that drainage way. So I think that touched on some of the comments here. Additionally, related to traffic, I wanted to note that in the supplemental memo from planning, there was a supplemental memo provided from the Department of Public Works modifying the traffic conditions of approval, specifically 3.G traffic. I think it's just traffic is the full name. And then to note that I do want to accept the recommended change suggested by the Department of Public Works, and I did want to note that the changing of the condition of approval does mention, you know, peak hourly analysis, and it does include the streets mentioned, Bellingham and I think it was Auburn. It includes multiple streets, peak traffic flow. I didn't know if DPW wanted to speak a little bit more on that or if, but I'm fine with swapping out the conditions as it's written. Okay. But so I will want to instruct Joshua, please replace the text verbatim that is provided in the supplemental memo into the resolution, and that is 3G. I think so. With that, we've hit on some of the points mentioned during the public open speaking time. I want to say I have read the report. I have visited the site, and I believe that the staff has made all the necessary findings. Sorry, I just thought of one other thing I want to mention too. Again, this is not the development was part of a prior approval. So the housing compliance review, as Michelle had mentioned, was previously approved, and that was for the vertical development associated. And so this is the tentative map, which is the modifying and creating of the lots to suit that to suit that development. And so, sorry, go back to what I was saying before. I believe that the staff has made all the necessary findings related to the Marin community plan and the tentative map. And I am in agreement with staff's recommended conditions of approval and the modifying ones. I don't have any other modifications to the staff report in existing to that besides that condition. So with that, I recommend conditionally approving the Pierce Co. Properties tentative map and CEQA exemption. So this project is approved. Please note that decision is not final and can be appealed to the Planning Commission within the next 8 business days. The time is 10:22, and this concludes the Deputy Zoning Administrator hearing for June 5th. Thank you.